Just a quick announcement. We're going to be taking the Thanksgiving weekend off, so this will be your last installment of Social Club until after the holiday. That means you're on your own when it comes to figuring out what to eat and how much of it you can or should cram into your body. Not to worry. I'm sure you'll figure it out, and we'll be back faster than you can say irritable bowel syndrome. It's the 90.5 WESA Social Club podcast. This is Social Club for the weekend of Friday, November 20th, 2015. 2015 is just slipping away so quickly.
Oh my gosh. Already getting...
Feeling melancholic today,
oh,
Rachel.
Oh no. The holidays.
It is. That's probably why. I'm already bummed. I'm pre-bummed out.
You should be excited.
Starts earlier every year.
For blinky lights and...
I do like the blinky lights. I'm easily distracted by blinky lights and
delicious
shiny
foods.
Objects. That's true. Okay, I'm feeling better already.
Yeah. Do you like eggnog?
Yeah, eggnog.
No.
I mean, in moderation. You can overdo it. This is why you're here, Rachel. You perk me up
the
every
sunny
week.
Side
you make
of
me
life.
Feel better.
Yeah.
This is why you are the co-host of Social Club, Rachel Carlson of Yale Pittsburgh.
I'm here.
Thank you for being here and bringing your sunny disposition with
I
you.
Try. I try really hard, Josh.
Did you have a sunny weekend?
I did. I was in New York City.
So that sounds awesome.
Incredible. It was a really fun time. We went to the Late Show with Stephen Colbert.
Really?
It was
awesome. Was that hard to get into?
Well, I have a friend.
I see.
I really love this friend a lot because it was incredible. I'm in love with him now, basically. He's just so captivating and so seems so friendly. You know,
Yeah. You
just are around these celebrities and you're like, they have to be such a nice guy. He did a whole Q&A throughout the whole taping. So as soon as there were commercial breaks, he'd be like, all right, ask me a question. And the one question someone asked, what was your favorite karaoke song? And so he pointed to the band.
Of course.
He started playing a song. He is a
he
great
right
voice.
On cue that he loves to sing at the drop of a hat.
He did a Jesus Christ Superstar song. It was incredible. It was such a cool experience. I'm so glad. And the theater's massive. Usually at the tapings, they are really tiny studios. But this theater is massive and you can just kind of feel the history of it all. So it was really, really cool in that sense.
I'm so jealous. But I'm glad you're back.
Yes.
To tell us what's going on in Pittsburgh.
I know.
Which also has fun things to do.
We have so much fun things. It's nice being up there. There's a bustling city feel of New York City, but Pittsburgh is home and there are so many things going on this weekend. So if we kind of kick things off with the awesome things going on this weekend.
Hit me.
We have Light Up Night.
Of course.
Yeah. Yes. So Light Up Night, there's two different things going on downtown. I don't know if people realize this. There's two different organizations that put on Light Up Night, which is downtown in Market Square.
Mm-hmm.
And then there is the 17th annual Santa Spectacular.
These are separate, unrelated events?
They're separate but equal because they have to do with celebrating the holidays.
I see.
So okay. Market Square, obviously the European market will have the grand opening. So you can shop, get your shopping done early at the European market.
All your Christmas ornaments.
Put your kid in a harness because it's really busy.
Right.
So if you don't want to lose your child, probably hang on tight. But it's a friendly atmosphere. And also the ice skating rink is larger this year.
Good.
You know
it
that?
Needs to be.
It
I
was,
heard that.
It's
yeah.
so tiny. And apparently it's the same size as Rockefeller Center, which I still don't – before they expanded, which I still don't believe. But maybe because it's circular and it has that tree in the middle.
I guess.
Rockefeller Center doesn't have anything in the middle. But it's going to be expanded. So
good.
No more falling over people. Did you ice skate down there before?
No, I didn't. I was going to try it last year, but I think we were there on Light Up Night, and it was like, I'm not even going to try, and we'll just come back later, right?
Yeah.
Because it's open all winter. We never did.
It's open all winter, so you can have fun all weekend long. They do a character skate, and they bring in all the mascots on Saturday of the sports teams and then different other characters. I'm sure a Frozen character will probably be thrown in there somewhere.
Yeah.
But lots of stuff going on downtown this weekend. And there's a full lineup of events. And you really, if you go downtown, there's going to be something happening. And lots of people downtown. So it'll be a fun atmosphere.
Right.
speaking of culture, like I said, throwing a little culture in, the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra will be doing a free 45-minute long concert during Light Up Night. So you can catch that at 7 p.m. at Heinz Hall, which is pretty cool because nice. Heinz Hall is beautiful and usually symphony tickets can rack up some costs.
This
so
is true. Yeah.
Very awesome. And then also, if you want to avoid the crowds on Light Up Night and you want to head over to Oakland, they're going to be doing their culture club, Mad Men and Martinis.
Okay.
Which obviously Mad Men's awesome. And
of course it is.
I love
Martinis
that
era. Are also awesome.
Martinis are also pretty awesome. I don't know if I can picture you with a little martini glass.
It is a weird image, but I do enjoy a dry gin martini.
Okay. Well, you can head to the Carnegie Museum. It is $15, $10 to $15, depending on if you get the tickets early. Not sure if they're going to be closing out early, so definitely head to the website and check out if you can get tickets there or at the door. But they're going to be celebrating the opening of Silver and Steel, the Modern Designs of Piet Mueller Monk. And I know you said you were a fan, right? Last week? Or
no.
Maybe I'm making this up. Okay, I'm making this up.
I was generally encouraging about you trying to up the cultural value
okay.
of this programming.
You're
so
a fan of
maybe
culture.
That's what you're thinking of.
Okay, good.
Not familiar, no.
It's a 50s, 60s-ish artist. So
okay.
that's obviously
so
why
the theme.
Inspired
gotcha.
Evening. And they'll be having a lot of different snacks, obviously martinis and 50s type decor going on at the Carnegie Museum. So great time to head up there. And then we also have on Saturday, moving on, because there's a lot going on this weekend, so bear with me. We have Crafts and Drafts. So if you're not a martini fan, but you are a drafts fan,
okay.
this is at East End Brewing Company, which if you
Heard
haven't
of it.
Been there,
yeah. okay.
It's a really cool space. It's actually a shared space with Commonplace Coffee. Their roastery is in there
right,
too.
Yep.
And that was actually the first time I ever had pour-over coffee, and it was delicious.
Really?
Oh, my
wow.
gosh. Wow. They have really good beans. And they have their roastery, obviously. A lot of different local places around town carry their beans. Should I say beans? I don't know. Coffee, beans.
Yeah.
Because you can buy the beans, too.
Sure.
And obviously, East End Brewing is pretty awesome. It's kind of on a hidden street. So if you've ever been to the awesome Animal Rescue League, it's right before the Animal Rescue League on Julia Street. It's kind of hidden. Got to fight for parking, but it's definitely worth it. Or just take your friendly Uber if you're going to be drinking. And speaking of drinking, if you're going to be drinking, you might end up buying some awesome things, because they're going to have a bunch of different local artists on hand that are going to be selling things that you can get for yourself, which usually ends up happening, or for someone
right.
else, because it is a holiday market.
Mm-hmm.
One for me, one for someone else.
That's fair.
Right?
Sure.
Okay, good. And then on Saturday, we are also celebrating, of course, a food truck roundup.
Naturally.
So in the Strip District, they will be having a food truck roundup that will be going on 2623 Penn Avenue. So just past the public market, they'll have a bunch of different food trucks. And actually, speaking of food trucks, I just tried, and I might butcher this name because I'm just awful with certain types of languages, but Brasserio, I said it before, I'm probably butchering it, but Brasserio, it's a food truck. It's kind of almost like a food trailer. And I just had their tacos for the first time, and they're just killer. I couldn't stop thinking about these tacos. I had it outside of Zeke's in East Liberty. And so if you see the truck, I'm sorry I'm butchering the name, but it's so good. Have you heard of this truck before?
No, I haven't.
It's
That sounds good.
It's seriously so
sounds
good.
Awesome.
So obviously, they're going to have a lot of different food trucks there. I see Saucy Mama's, which has some great meatballs.
Mm-hmm.
And the Savoy food truck, which is recently launched, too. So you can head there for the food truck roundup, which will be from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. in the Strip. And then we also have Soup Annette, which is on Sunday at the Union Project. So this is something that's been going on since 2011, and it's kind of inspired by different artists sampling different kinds of breaking the bread together. And so they're going to be bringing in different kind of soups that you'll be able to try, and sample, but obviously the Union Project's a really cool space. They actually have – have you been there? In the downstairs area, they have a pottery and art studio, which I never even knew they had down there. And you could take classes and you can see what's going on down there. I went for an event and people were just like busy working on projects. It's a really cool space.
Okay.
So we are taking off next week. So hold your tears. Dry your eyes. You will find
it's gonna be okay.
Some turkey dishes somewhere to eat on.
Yeah.
Eat off of. Wait. To eat.
To dine upon.
To dine upon. Turkey, tofurkey, turducken, whatever your choice of Thanksgiving meal will be. I was really trying to go for more things.
I appreciate the effort.
That's the only things I could think of. So anyway, happy Thanksgiving. And then after Thanksgiving, we have the I Made It Market for the holidays. So I Made It, obviously, is a really great organization that pops up around Pittsburgh. They have a lot of mini markets as of late. And this one's, I think, the largest that they have all year, other than the Southside Works Fair that they have. And this is in a new location. It's at Nova Place, which is on the north side. It's actually, I believe it's in the East Commons area by the old Allegheny Mall.
Okay.
But the one thing that they are boasting is that there are tons of parking spaces, which is so awesome.
That's a big selling point.
Especially if you're going to be buying up a lot of things.
Certainly.
So you can head there on Black Friday from 12 p.m. to 8 p.m. or Saturday from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. So you have two different days. So if you can drag yourself out of your turkey coma on Friday.
Yeah, that's great. And you don't have to like get up early and, you know, elbow people in the face.
No, I mean, this is great. I think that this is
everybody's
a great option.
Everybody's a winner.
And it's shopping locally, which we at Yelp totally support.
Yeah, you get that warm, fuzzy, self-righteous feeling inside.
Warm, fuzzy feeling.
Shopping local.
And so you're asking, there will be food trucks.
Of course.
So have no fear. If you work up a mean appetite while shopping your little butt off, then you can get some food truck fare at Southside BBQ, which if you've never had them before, too, they have a show pretty much with their – they do this bar
– Oh, the barbacone thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you have had it?
I have. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I enjoyed it. I was like – I kind of enjoyed it ironically. It's like this shouldn't exist, but it's tasty.
Did they sing whenever they give a
– they made me pose for a picture with it.
Yes.
And then they never posted it.
I
went back through their Twitter feed and everybody else that had a barbacone that day
– Me too.
Showed up. And it's like, well, I guess I didn't make the cut.
I didn't either. I went to Thrival and I finally got one and I was waiting and I checked back all weekend like a nerd and nothing. Man, Josh. But anyway, I'll still get one because it was delicious. It was kind of like a waffle cone and it was sweeter. And then the bottom is
this is
mac
and cheese,
cheese
in the bottom. Yeah, which is delicious.
Amazing. Except
really shouldn't be. But
I chowed it down in 5 seconds and burnt my tongue.
Of course.
It was hot. Yeah. And then pulled pork. I think maybe they might have a choice of meat, but I had pulled pork with barbecue.
Then
coleslaw.
Mm-hmm.
It's so good.
Yeah,
messy.
Little Pittsburgh flourish.
Yes. And then they go, barbacone.
Yeah.
They make a whole production out of it. So obviously head to the barbecue truck or Franctuary, Miss Meatball, Mac and Gold, which is mac and cheese. So lots of good stuff there. And then they'll also be having baked goods and Zeke's Coffee, which – like I said, I've headed – I cannot talk to any man. I went to the new Zeke's in East Liberty, and it's a beautiful space too. Yeah.
Is that the one with the drive-through that I keep hearing about? Or was that just
a
pop-up thing?
No, there's two. So I have been over in East Liberty. I had this hiatus where I had not been over in East Liberty for probably a couple of months or maybe like just on the outer ends.
And there's like five new buildings that weren't there the last time you were there, right?
And then I went into Target, wasn't really paying attention, came out of Target, sat at the light, and the whole landscape's different.
Uh-huh.
I'm just
it's weird.
Amazed. It's so weird. It's a lot of buildings. Mm-hmm. I guess apartments, businesses.
Yeah, well, when people say Pittsburgh is changing fast, that's what they're talking about.
It's
like blink and you miss it.
Yeah, blink and I missed it. So Zeke's had to move because I think Walnut Capital bought the whole building over on the opposite side and Beauty Shop, which is a workspace that I got to tour the other day, which is super cool if you're looking for a workspace area. They have a lot of
a friend of mine
open.
Works there.
Oh, my gosh. It's such a cool, very bright and airy, great space.
Don't tell me they got bought up by Walnut Capital.
Oh, no. Okay, they're going strong. They have great space. They actually are growing so much that they are running out of space. It's crazy. So they've got that going on there. And then Zeke's is across the street now, and it's a beautiful, beautiful spot that, like I said, I had the breast. I need to know how to say this. Bressaro food truck outside. And then Zeke's has just opened in the old hot dog place where Kevin Sousa had his restaurant. Station Street Hot Dogs.
Okay.
Zeke's has opened a drive-thru. And so Target is my landing point in East Liberty.
Oh, this
so
is
it's like right around Target.
The hot dog shop is like tucked in behind Target on like the Larimer side kind of?
I believe it's actually, you know, the more I think about it, it's either Station Street. No, it's right next door. It's right next door. It's something that was, I saw it coming for like months and months. It's right next door to Station Street. And it's a drive-thru.
Rachel, you're better than GPS.
Kind of. I get lost for like a second and then I find my whereabouts.
Maybe you can tell me if this exists.
Okay.
You know how the bus system, you know, the Port Authority buses, they've got like the live tracking so you can see your bus
right.
in real time? Kind of. It doesn't always work the way it's supposed to, but you know, that's the idea.
Right.
Why doesn't that exist for food trucks? Does it exist for food trucks?
You know, I just heard someone talking about that the other day and how they want either someone wanted to make an app. Or they were going to make an app or something was happening in that sense. But there really needs to be. There's a Twitter feed. There's a couple. Pittsburgh Magazine runs one.
Mm-hmm.
There's a food truck one, a random one that I think maybe the taco truck ran. But there's nothing in set.
Yeah, there's no like real-time geolocation component to it.
The only thing that you can do, which is what I do, is when I wanted to check what was happening at Zeke's, I checked Zeke's because I knew they always have food trucks, and same with, you know, Roundabout and Brew Gentleman, and all the breweries have food trucks. So that's what I go to, but it would be very helpful. And obviously the food trucks themselves tweet, but it'd be very helpful to have.
Get on it, app developers. I hear there may be a few of them in this town.
We are a hub now.
Right?
Of these. It's pretty. Maybe I'll talk about that on Nanograms.
Season 2.
Yeah, season 2.
Anything else between now and Thanksgiving? Because we will not be posting an episode next week.
I'm sure there's going to be a lot going on
Obviously.
That I'm going to miss because Pittsburgh's awesome. But that's all I got for now, and I hope everyone has a really amazing Thanksgiving and a fantastic time with their friends and family, and we'll be back in another busy weekend around the 4th.
Sounds good. Rachel, have a great holiday.
You too.
See you in December.
Yay, December.
Pittsburgh.
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 Pittsburgh's NPR news station.
This is 90.5 FM.
WESA Pittsburgh.
Streaming at WESA.FM.